Congressman Rodney Davis, what's the status, in your view? Are we going to be able to get a farm bill before this one expires?
Well, I certainly hope so. That's what our goal is. I was on a conference committee 4 years ago when we wrote this last bill, which has given us a good base bill. I mean, look, our policy changes saved not only the $23 billion that was estimated in mandatory spending, we've saved over $112 billion, and that's happened even at historic low ag prices. It's a good backstop. But we want to make it better. And a lot of our changes that we put into this bill were minor tweaks in many cases. I'm cautiously optimistic we can come up with an agreement as long as politics doesn't get in the way.
Politics seems to be weighing heavy here when it comes to SNAP. What's going to be the resolution?
Well, I certainly hope that my colleagues, especially those on the other side of the aisle, get a lot of calls from their constituents. We have got to look at the SNAP program and institute some common sense reforms. That's what I think we did in the House bill. It was frustrating to see those on the other side not even offer legislative solutions to try and fix the program. The program itself, we want those who need to get food to get that help. But the facts are, we are historic economic growth right now, historic low unemployment. 3.8% hasn't been seen in this country since before I was born in 1970. And we have 9 million more people on food stamps today than when unemployment was at 9.5%. Let's get people trained and into the jobs that we know are available that are good paying jobs in our rural communities right now.